This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged newly inducted civil servants to focus on improving governance with the spirit of Jan Bhagidari. Prime Minister, who is on a two-day visit to Gujarat, addressed the officer trainees on the 99th Common Foundation Course in Arambh 6.0 at Ekta Nagar yesterday. The importance of having the strong feedback mechanisms and improving the grievance redressal systems were also highlighted by the Prime Minister. He urged the young civil servants to improve the ease of living for citizens. Our correspondent reports that the batch includes 653 officer trainees from across 16 civil services of India and 3 civil services of Bhutan. Earlier, on reaching Ekta Nagar in Gujarat, Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of project worth over 280 crore rupees, and the projects inaugurated yesterday include 4 megawatt solar project and sub-district hospital in Ekta Nagar. Prime Minister also laid the foundation stone for Bonsai Garden and Sardar Sarovar Dam Experience Centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the inauguration of C-295 aircraft manufacturing complex in Vadodara is a watershed moment for India's defence and aerospace journey. Sharing his article on social media platform LinkedIn, Prime Minister said that the speed of execution is breathtaking, from the foundation stone to operational facility in the just 2 years. He further said that defence production has soared to 1.27 lakh crore rupees in 2023-2024. The Prime Minister said that the complete defence ecosystem is being transformed. Prime Minister Modi and the Spanish President Pedro Sanchez jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for manufacturing C-295 aircraft in Vadodara, Gujarat on Monday. Deepavali, the festival of lights, will be celebrated today across the country. The festival marks the victory of good over evil. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi and Lord Ganesha on this occasion. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Deepavali. In a message, the President said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm, and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. The President said, on the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion, and promote social harmony. Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. To effectively deal with the high passenger volumes during the festive season, the railway has taken several steps for better crowd management and providing the seamless services to the passengers at major railway stations of Delhi. Talking to Akashvani News, Divisional Railway Manager Sukhvinder Singh said that the sale of platform tickets at majority and the railway stations in Delhi has been banned till the 7th of November. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare under the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions have notified that the additional installment of dearness allowance to central government employees and dearness relief to pensioners due from the 1st July this year. The Union Cabinet has approved 3% additional installment of dearness allowance and dearness relief to central government employees and pensioners. Central government pensioners or family pensioners will become entitled to higher amount of dearness allowance and dearness relief from the existing rate of 50% to 53% of basic pension or family pension. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted heavy rainfall over Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Karaikal and Mahe in the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.